from the Gospel of Wealth, published 25 years ago. This then is foiled to be the duty of the man of wealth. First, to set an example of modest, unostentatious living, shunning display, to provide moderately for the legitimate wants of those dependent upon him, and after doing so, to consider all surplus revenues which come to him simply as trust funds, which he is strictly bound, as a matter of duty, to administer in the manner which in his judgment is best calculated to produce the most beneficial results for the community. The man of wealth, thus becoming the mere trustee and agent for his poorer brethren, bringing to their service his superior wisdom, experience, and ability to administer. Those who would administer wisely must indeed be wise. For one of the serious obstacles to the improvement of our race is indiscriminate charity. It were better for mankind that the millions of the rich were thrown into the sea than so spent as to encourage the slothful, the drunken, the unworthy. In bestowing charity, the main consideration should be to help those who help themselves, to provide part of the means by which those who desire to improve may do so, to give to those who desire to rise the aid by which they may rise, to assist, but rarely or never to give all to do all. He is the only true reformer who is careful and as anxious not to aid the unworthy as he is to aid the worthy, and perhaps even more so, for in almsgiving more injury may be done by promoting vice than by relieving virtue.